Blog Talk Radio.
Therapy with Sun 752. This your daily go get him is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. So we're going to get it popping out here. We're going to talk about what we need to talk about, get into what we need to get into. And tonight, on this Throwback Thursday, Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, we are talking about scared to fight someone. Have you ever been afraid to fight someone? Now, like I said, we're not talking about when you may have been scared of the bigger kid that was in the lunchroom or in the schoolyard or in the playground or whatever, you know. Of course, that is being scared to fight someone. The worst thing about being afraid to fight someone is that you can build your character on that, and you can also start the foundation of not standing up for yourself or not believing in yourself, and it can cross over into other areas of your life. Nobody, I don't care if you're a man or a woman, boy or a girl, nobody wants to be thought of as a punk.
Nobody wants to be thought of as a punk. Like, oh yeah, you might talk a good one. You huff and puff and all of that kind of stuff, but you're not going to put your hands up. You're not going to get busy. You're not going to mix it up correctly. You're not even going to show and prove. If somebody overtalks you, if somebody gets loud with you, if somebody gets overbearing, if somebody tries to intimidate you, it's going to work. And that's the thing about it. You're going to feel that inside when you have decided to not fight somebody who was trying to fight you. So it can be damaging on a lot of different levels, none of which are good or desirable to you. So we're going to talk about it tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Throwback Thursday, baby. Let's get real about relationships Thursday. Now, when I say that you're scared to fight someone, yes, it can start at a very young age. It could have been a brother or sister of yours who was dominant, who was physically domineering over you when you were young, and you didn't feel like that you had a good enough advantage to be able to fight and win. And a lot of times when we think about fighting, we think too much about winning or losing. What it's going to look like if we lose. And when you start thinking about what it could look like if you lose, it's going to be extremely hard for you to win because mentally you have taken yourself out of the fight that you may need to be fully engaged in. There's something to be said about when your eyes get a certain type of way, and you know, sort of like having the eye of the tiger, and when somebody sees your eyes being in attack mode, like, it's going to have an effect on them. Body language speaks louder than words sometimes. It really does. So even if you are a 80-pound soaking wet weakling, visually, it doesn't mean that you can't get busy. And it doesn't mean that you're not dangerous. Shoot. Look at a chihuahua. A little chihuahua dog is one of the meanest little dogs that you could ever come in contact with. They barking, growling, they'll bite. You know, they get busy. You know, I mean, they believe in themselves. Like, I don't care how small I am. In my mind, I'm as big and as imposing as a 150-pound pit bull with the big head. And you know, ain't no chihuahuas out there with no big heads. But imagine the lethal skills of a pit bull with the intimidating skills and heart of a chihuahua. That would be one mean little dog. Just make sure that the chihuahua is the boy dog. It could get a little strange if the chihuahua is a girl. Nonetheless, yeah, being scared to fight someone. You know, when you're afraid to fight someone in front of a bunch of people, they're going to remind you that you were afraid to fight someone later on down the line. You know, this could have happened when you were in first or second grade. If you have the same classmates all the way up into sixth grade, the eighth grade, they're going to remind you of when you were scared to fight somebody back in first or second grade. So sometimes you have to just dig deep inside yourself and say, I'm going to give it all I got. Somebody's about to get these hands. They might get these hands and these feet. You might even get a little hip motion. You're like, I'm going to do a bump with you. I'm going to bump you. I'm going to use everything I have in order to win this fight. And that makes an impression on somebody. Even if somebody can beat you, the fact that you will stand up against them and give it all you got, they know. They got to be on point now. So even if they are the better fighter than you, they're going to have to be a better fighter than you that day. But the respect will probably come after you get into a fight with them and you really, really gave it your all. So what I really want to talk about when we talk about scared to fight someone is what happens when you're in love? Have you ever been in love with somebody that you were afraid of? And I don't necessarily mean that you are afraid of them, like as far as you were afraid that they were going to become violent with you if you provoked them or if you made them mad or if you disagreed with them or whatever. And that's a common situation. It's an unfortunately common situation, but it is a common situation. But have you ever been scared of somebody you were in love with? Have you ever been in a situation where the balance of love was obviously and evidently unbalanced? Have you ever loved somebody way more than they loved you and it was obvious? You knew that your feelings for them was much stronger than their feelings for you, and they knew that their feelings for you were not nearly as strong as your feelings were for them. Some people take unfair advantage of that situation. So some people will take that opportunity to be able to push you around, intimidate you, manipulate you, use you for whatever it's worth, because they know that you are in love with them and you don't want to lose them. So they'll constantly create situations where it looks like they're going to leave you in order to get you to do whatever they want you to do. In order to get you to do their bidding, then they know all they have to do is talk about, well, I think we should break up. Well, I think I'm going to quit you. I think I'm going to move out. I think I'm going to leave you. I don't think that we should be together anymore. I'm done with you. What the hell are you still here for? I know I'm gone. I'm out. I'm outie 5,000. I'm not here with this arousing housing situation. I'm out of here, and it ain't vacation. I will not be back. I'll see you later. Lose my number. Yo, don't even wait a second for me to come back, because it ain't going to happen. It ain't going down like that. That's a tough situation. And it's a situation that probably all of us have been in at some point in our lives. All of us, I'm going to dare to say, have probably been in situations where, has been in a situation where the balance of emotional commitment, love, or feelings was unbalanced, very unbalanced, to the point where you were afraid to rock the boat. Well, I don't want to disagree with this woman or this man, because then they might get upset with me and quit me, because they can obviously live without me, but I'm not ready to live without them. So in order to keep the peace in order to keep the peace, I'm going to keep my mouth shut about the things I really want to speak out. I won't be out. I'm right here trying to keep it down and hold it down for you, my dad. No fear. Actually, fear is exactly what I have, because I think that you might leave me out on my ass. I want to start off by saying this. It's going to make you feel like the weakest person in the world when you don't speak up at times when you really want to speak up, or when you don't defend yourself when you deserve to be defended, or when you don't speak up about something, speak out about something that, you know, is relevant to a situation that you or somebody else may be in, and it may have been helpful. But instead of you helping, you decided to cower. Well, it happens. You may have had a girlfriend or a boyfriend at one time that you were so smitten with, that you were so infatuated with, that you were so in love with, that you just weren't in the emotional position at the time to be able to withstand that breakup. And you knew that because they weren't as into you as you were into them at the time, that it was sort of like you had to stand down at times when you really felt like you should have stood up. If I get into an argument and make her mad, she might do a couple of things. She already holds out on sex. So if I make her mad, I know I'm not going to have sex with her in weeks. She might all out just start messing around again, or rekindling the relationship with her ex. Or she may just give me a hard time. You may not have been strong enough at that time, emotionally strong enough at the time to withstand a breakup or to be able to stand up for yourself. So you stood down. You may have avoided an argument, avoided a fight, avoided any type of confrontation. And you thought that maybe you were doing the right thing for the time being because you really, really did not want to lose her. I closed my ears, tried not to listen, laughing so hard at how I play was dissing her all the way to Union Square. Hip hoppers and coppers were everywhere. I had to admit it was quite a scare, y'all. Brooklyn, Brooklyn. Yeah, that's right. They're terrorizing the square. What's going on? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. Scared to fight someone is what we're talking about tonight. Scared to fight. Scared to get into a face-off with the person that you love. It's a hell of a conflict because you know that you're supposed to be able to say whatever you want and express yourself openly and keep the lines of communication flowing when it comes to a person that you love, right? That's the way it's supposed to be, right? But does it always go down that way? No. No. Plenty of us and many of us have stood down in situations where we really wanted to stand up. And maybe even times when we really should have stood up. The thing about standing down when it comes to a person. The thing about standing down is that you hope nobody else saw you stand down. And it's bigger than pride. It is. It's definitely, you know, connected to pride, but it's bigger than pride in that you know that one day you're probably going to be on stronger legs, stronger emotional legs than you are right now. But right now you know that you're on weak emotional legs. So you know that if somebody saw you get played, somebody saw you get embarrassed, somebody saw you get disrespected by your love and you didn't do anything about it, you know that later on, somebody's going to pull your coat about that. Like, yo, you let your girl talk to you that way or you let your man do that, do you like that in front of everybody? Wouldn't be me, couldn't be me. I don't think it should be you either. Why are you letting him dish you like that? It ain't like you, his pockets are fat. It's not like he really the man, but he holds you down, holds you back when he can. And you just laying there, standing there, taking it just like a stand. You's an ultimate fan, but God dang. I said, God dang. Scared to fight someone. Scared to fight the one that you love. Scared to fight someone that you love. Notice that person ain't scared to fight you, though. You might be afraid to fight them. But they not afraid to fight you at all. And that's another thing where the scales are unbalanced and it can make you feel some kind of way. Really some type of way. You know that they know that they got it like that when it comes to you. They can basically do whatever they want to do. They can walk all over you. One of these days, these legs are going to walk all over you. Narcissus says, okay, I've been afraid of emotional fallout until five strikes is eruption time. Yeah. Yeah. And for you, it may be five strikes. For somebody else, it may go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Because they may really be afraid. Listen, sometimes people are with somebody. People are with each other. And one of the people really wants to be with that person. And even in situations where you're not even close yet, you may not have even solidified your relationship with each other. But you don't want anything to get in the way of that. You don't want to mess that thing up, that's for sure. So you might just take the high road. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to fuss. I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to act like that. I'm right. I can do this. I can hold my breath for at least 2 minutes. TK Wright says, I have avoided fights or confrontation in order to keep the peace. I don't need to win every time. However, when it gets to the point where you have to cover, you feel like a chump. Oh, coward. I'm sorry. When you have to cover. I don't want to say cover. Yeah, babysit too. Okay. You feel like a chump. And I always wondered if people who stand down when it comes to a relationship, do they even feel like a chump? Do they feel like maybe they just feel like they're doing things for the good of the order? Happy wife and happy life. Happy wife, happy life. Happy life, happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. What y'all know about that? Well, a lot of men believe it. I've seen men straight concede to it. Happy wife, happy life. Like, listen, man, I'm not going to be trying to get in arguments with her and going back and forth. Let her have her way. I'll have my way in other ways. I have my way in other ways and on other days. But it don't have to be in this way. And it don't have to happen today. Scared to fight someone. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily, 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 Daily Go Get a Business Show. And we're talking about scared to fight someone. Have you ever been scared to fight someone? Or have you ever been in a position where you knew that somebody was afraid to fight you? How does that make you feel? If you know that, especially ladies, if you know that a man is afraid to confront you or to address you about any concerns that he may have about you, are you able to still respect that? Now, people on the internet will be quick to say, yeah, I will still respect a man who didn't have, respect a man who didn't do, who respect a man who never, respect a man who still what the... I still have respect because I got love, and they do connect, and I don't care what he do. If he's my king, I'm going to treat the king with respect. Well, how do you become a king? Do you have to overthrow the throne? Do you have to come with a crew or alone? Do you have to be on point, or do somebody still crown your ass and anoint you? The new king of the castle, no hassle. Don't worry about the graduation cap with the tassel. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. She's going to respect you morning, noon, and night. Does it go down that way? I mean, like I said, people on the internet will tell you, no, my man don't have to have this or this. Blah, 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 blah. Love conquers all, as long as he's honest, as long as I can trust him, as long. Yeah, okay. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. But is it real? Ladies, have you ever known a man who you knew was in love with you and who you knew that you could get money from, time from, anything you wanted, you knew that he was willing to give it to you. And you took unfair advantage of that because you knew he was afraid to fight. You knew that you were always on the cusp of breaking up with him anyway, or he was just a placeholder for you. All right, you be my man for right now. But as soon as better looking men and a better situation comes around, then it's over for you. It's over. Some women have gone as far as to even say it. But if you knew that your man or somebody you was dealing with would always be willing to concede to whatever you say, whatever you want to do, would you still be able to respect him? Be honest. Be real for a change. Can you just keep it real? Just be real. Sometimes we struggle with being real. But this is real stuff. It really is. This is real stuff. Scared to fight someone. Scared to fight my girl. Scared to fight her. I know that these other dudes really like her, really want to be with her. I've seen her ex. She's still messing around with him in whatever capacity. But if I tell her what I don't like or what I don't want her to do, then number one, she might still keep doing it. And she's going to do it maybe just to antagonize me, because she know I'm not going to do nothing about it. Maybe she thinks I'm going to cry. Maybe I've cried. You cry, I cry, we cry together. So it's tough being in a relationship that's one-sided like that. I want to say something else about this unbalance of emotional feelings and love and all that kind of stuff. You and your partner don't have to love each other equally. So often these days we get caught up in that. Nah, you know, 50-50 love. You know, I want to be with somebody who don't love me as much as I love them. We got to love each other equally. I don't even think we know what that means. What does it mean to love each other equally? I do understand that what they're really trying to say is that they don't want to be with somebody who's not going to treat them right, who's not going to be in the moment with them, who's not going to congratulate them and celebrate them and, you know, just really, really try to build with them. I get that part. But equality shouldn't be the deal breaker. Because, number one, you can't prove it. How do you know if I love you as much as you love me? How do I know vice versa? Something tells me that we just don't need to get lost in trying to make sure that we love each other equally. How about we love each other fairly? I don't know how much you love me, but I know that your feelings for me are strong. And I want you to know that my feelings for you are strong too. A lot stronger than you think that they are. But this is not the place for all of that. And I just want you to know that regardless of what happens in any type of way, he say, she say, and all that kind of stuff, that I love you, I'm in your corner, I'm going to always want to be a part of anything that you are into. So, yeah, I don't know if I love you as much as you love me. I do know that maybe in the way that I love you, it may feel like it's actually the absence of love because I show a willingness to just drop everything and keep it moving. But that's based on all of the stuff that I've been through before. That ain't about you. It ain't about, no. It's just a little bit harder for me to express myself because the last time I did, got a kid blamed on me and it wasn't mine. I'm still mad. I'm not trusting of anyone. And it's hard for me to even have a little fun when it comes to the person, the eye of my affection, the one that got a connection and the one that makes me have an erection, the one that I want to provide love and protection. But it's going to take me a little while to get back to the point where it's me and you. But in the meantime, in between time, we shine. I shine, you shine. I shine, you shine. I shine, you shine. I shine, you shine. For the spring memory. Okay. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? What's going on, man? Nora says, I'd be scared of legal consequences also. Wow. T. Carrie Wright says, I have avoided. Okay, I already read that. My bad. But she says, I'm not usually with the conceding type. I hear that. Surely, sure. Glorious daybreak, people. Glorious. Narcel says, don't blame me for not ignoring the impending train wreck. I hear you. I do. It is very hard to fight off the ghosts of past relationship hiccups, snafus, failures, pains, difficulties. It's hard. I'm not even so sure that you should try to. I think it's admirable when somebody really has tried hard to not let their past affect their future and their present. I don't know how that's possible, and I don't even know why a person would want to do that. Now, I do understand why a person would want to love unconditionally. The thing is, even the best of romances deserve second chances. I'll get to you somehow, because I promise now. I'm saying all that to say that even some of the people who have some of the best relationships doesn't mean that they are always giving their all. Think about yourself. You only know how much of yourself you have to give and how much you have been giving and how much you've would be willing to give. You know, people be acting like just because people have been married or they live together or been together for a long time that they've given each other all that they have. And it don't be true a lot of times. A lot of times you might keep a lot more in the bank than you keep in your pocket. Because you know that you're going to need it one day. I don't want to have to rebuild my bank account. Okay, so I blew a couple of dollars, but I don't want to mess with my savings. That's sort of like when you're trying hard to enjoy yourself and get comfortable with someone that you like or love or whatever, but you're not willing to give it all again because the last time or the first time that you gave everything, you lost everything at the same damn time. You lost it. Let me ask y'all this. What's worse, losing your money or losing your love? Losing your money or losing your love? What's worse? I'm going to give you a hint of what I think some people are going to say, even if y'all don't say it in the comments. Some people, a lot of people actually, who value the financial benefits in a relationship, they do so because they have lost most of the faith that they have in the emotional, heartfelt part of the relationship. They figure that part don't last. Look, people get divorced every day, B. People break up all the time. People humiliate each other. People break each other's hearts all the time. These relationships, they gonna last. These niggas don't care about you. These bitches don't care about you. And so many times we're just talking about the actions of one person. But how many other people do we need to make us feel this way? Because the way that we're feeling is bad, bad. Scared to fight someone. Scared. Put up your dukes. I want more kids. I want more kids. Don't you want more kids? Now, if you scared to fight somebody on that, when you don't want to have no more kids, and they do, I'm not saying that that should be a fight, but it has to be a discussion. At the very least, even if y'all don't fight, you got to have that face off. You have to. Starting a family with somebody is serious business. Real serious, you know what I'm saying? Very, very serious. So you can't be running around here like, oh yeah, I wouldn't mind having more children, knowing damn well you like, shh, she don't know about my vasectomy. I got my two sides back in 1993. And I was only 16 in 1993. But ain't nobody coming up, no babies on me. Ain't no babies coming on up out of me. That shit is over like a lobotomy. And I watched the ID channel, y'all. So I've seen situations with women faked like they was pregnant when they knew they couldn't get pregnant anymore. Recently, I watched an episode where a woman faked it like she couldn't get pregnant anymore, and she was pregnant twice, killed the baby twice. But yeah, if you don't want to be with somebody, it's probably best to express that. But it may not be that you don't want to be with them. You may just not want to be with them in the way that they want you to be with them, or the way that they want to be with you. You may need a little bit more time to get there, but they're already there. You and I must make a pact. We must bring salvation back. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. Don't you know, baby? Yeah, yeah. I mean, Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. Okay. Damn. All right. Narzo said something about getting kicked out and not having a personal key for somewhere else can be a bad for one's health, mental. Ugh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, and that's the crazy thing, Nars, because I'm really thinking that men seem to be able to get past all of the negative stuff that, well, more of the negative stuff that happens to them better than a lot of women are. Is it just me who's thinking that way? And maybe I'm just straight up wrong about that. I mean, who's to say? Whose scars are more long-lasting and cut deeper? Men's, the love and emotional scars that men receive, or the ones that women receive? Who can say? Who can say? Individually, it's not even going to matter. About the whole, you want to make sure that you don't ever have to worry about that. But we all get it. Scared to fight someone. Scared to put up your dukes. I don't want her to. Please don't quit me. Don't hurt me again. Don't hurt me again. Shirley Sherrill says, I'd rather lose my money. Damn, that's crazy. I'd rather lose my money than lose my money. Oh, no. I'd rather lose my money than lose my honey. Did I say that right? Twice? I don't know. I can't be expected to vouch for myself right now. But yeah, because a broken heart lasts a long time. You may be able to build back up whatever money that you lost in due time. But being able to get that trust back, yeah. For some people, it may take a lifetime, especially when the person that did them dirty mimics themselves. And so you keep going from one bad person to another bad person to another. My bad. One bad person to another bad person. Another bad person. All went, there are some good men out there. That's what they say. But it seems that woman over there, that all the men want to do is play, play, play. And she ain't down for the game. She ain't trying to play around, trying to keep it 100, trying to be around a man that was down. Yeah, and this dude over here, he wants to get in love with this chick that she, but he's scared. He ain't seen his kids in 3 years. You know why? Because she took him away from here. It's bad. It's so bad. He is angry. He is mad, and he don't want to trust no more. But he got to get his shit off him. All right, man. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. Come on, let's do the birthday shout-outs. Let's do it. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. April 14th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Tanya Fox. Tanya the Fox. Okay, anyway, turning 48 years old today, and also Maxine Shoecraft, turning 56 years old today, and Julie Johnson, turning 49 years old today, and Carmelita Cesar Reyes, turning 33 years old today, and Bill Ingram, turning 62 years old today, and Nasira Muslima, turning 35 years old today, and last but not least, the woman that we call Queen. Queen, that's Elaine Brown Blackman, my girl Queen, turning 70 years old today. You know, Elaine went on one of our hikes years ago. I never forget it. Stood in there like a trooper, hiking off through the woods with a group of people that looked the same way that she did. Okay, anyway. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 14th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, check it out, Pete Gang, yo. I'm about to talk to y'all about this. Being scared to fight somebody. Being scared, physically afraid to fight somebody, yeah, it can be demoralizing. It can be embarrassing. It can make you feel like a coward, make you feel like a little punk. But you can bring yourself up out of that situation and do better as time goes on, as life goes on. Of course, plenty of people grow into adulthood being cowards. Let's stay positive. But when you are afraid to emotionally fight somebody, when you always put your feelings second and put somebody else's first for fear that they will put you all by yourself, all by myself, I'm going to be all by myself. Yeah, it can happen. So, playing the high road and submitting to someone because you are afraid that they would never submit to you, regardless of how logical and rational you're trying to be, they still make you feel like they're just waiting to cut you off and you ain't ready to be cut off. I wish I could sit up here and tell you, listen, if somebody ain't treating you the way you want to be treated, go ahead and let them go. Don't want to treat you the way to let them go. But I've learned a little bit too much over the years to even give y'all that type of advice. It sounds good and it sounds empowering, but when it really comes down to it, your heart is going to make the biggest decisions for you. I didn't say that it would make the best decisions for you, but it'll make the biggest decisions for you. And a lot of it may be based on fear. But life goes on. Yes, it does. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. I will be back. We will be back tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So make sure y'all come on through for that last date. It's going to be Good Friday tomorrow. Heck, this week went, wow. Damn, kitties. All right. Oh, Stacy White, thanks for coming through. I knew I saw you hiding between Carol and Norris over there. It's all good. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. You know how it goes. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. All right. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. See you on the other side, my boobers. Peace, y'all. All right.